May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 319. How light, while supported by grace, are all the afflictions I see. To those the dear Lord of my peace, my Jesus, has suffered for me. To him every comfort I owe, above what the fiends have in hell. And shall I not sing as I go, that Jesus does everything well? Hymn 319.
Thank you. read together from the most holy word of God. Firstly, Psalm 138, and then turn back to Psalm 119. We'll read from verse 33 to verse 56. Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth for ever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. And Psalm 119, verse 33 to 56. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear. For thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me. For I trust in thy word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually for ever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also, which I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. May the Lord bless the reading of his most holy word and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind, gracious, eternal, ever merciful Lord God Almighty, thou by whom we live and move and have our being, and oh, once again it is of thy mercy and thy great kindness toward us that thou hast favoured us to be found in thy courts again this day, another Sabbath day. For, O Lord, thou hast brought us each through the night, having maintained unto us the very breath that we breathe. And all were brought into thy courts, this corner of thy vineyard. Oh, and it is of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed, for thy compassions fail not. Oh, when we look back over the past few days of our life and the past hours or moments of our life, oh, what sins, what backslidings of heart and mind, and oh, much that would testify against us. But the door of mercy still stands open. Oh, that door of mercy still stands open. And all that might be found even this day in thy courts, amongst those poor and needy ones, those hell-deserving sinners brought to feel their need, are they not welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead? Oh, that fountain which was open for sin and all uncleanness. Oh, what a mercy it is, it still flows and ever will. What a mercy it is we have. Oh, we can go again and again. And we have to go again and again, looking to a precious Christ raised high upon a gospel pole. Oh, like it was with the children of Israel when, oh, they were bitten by those serpents. There was, oh, that was raised up upon a pole, that brazen serpent. And all those that looked lived. And oh, and I was now to look again. Look again, pleading for Jesus' sake, pleading his precious blood, pleading his righteousness, pleading the satisfied law. For we have no other plea. And all that may be upon one or another, even on their lips, even this day, no other plea. But all that thy blood was shed for me, longing to know it and to feel it Or may it please you then by the blessed Spirit to make it known to that poor trembling sinner, or even this day, but all each one of us, Lord, to have a view by faith of a precious Christ. Oh Lord, do grant we plead then all those views by faith, for it is by faith and not by sight that we walk. Oh, lead us to the Garden of Gethsemane. Oh, may we see thee there. Oh, the sufferings there, thy sufferings which were so intense that angels have no perfect sense. For those sufferings there, when thou didst shed, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Oh, why was it so? For the sins of thy people, and that bitter cup that thou didst begin to drink up there. And oh, thou didst, oh, what a bitter cup it must have been. Oh, but oh, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done, and oh, thou didst drink it quite up, that sinners might live. Oh, may we be found, oh, amongst those that hunger and thirst after thee and thy righteousness. And oh, do then, if it could please thee this day, for it is not of the will of man, and man cannot do it. We have no might and we have no power, but thou wouldest by the Spirit. Oh, grant then that view, that we may see thee, oh, the Lord of life and glory, suffering in the sinner's room, place and stead. Lord, thou knowest then how we've entered into thy courts this day. We've been brought through the various scenes of life, the various pathways, the various trials, the afflictions, the tribulations, those things which, oh, Lord, oftentimes there are such burdens upon us that we feel like that woman, we cannot lift ourselves up, we're bowed down with that spirit of infirmity. Such are those things that weigh heavily upon us. And oh, thou alone couldst do that poor woman any good. Thou alone couldst lift her up. Oh, may it please thee then this day that such a one even in thy courts, favoured to be found here again. But all the burdens, the trials, the tribulations, the difficulties, the affliction, oh, to be lifted above them, O Lord, we plead. And have our hearts and minds set upon those things above, not on the things of the earth. But, oh, to be lifted above them just for a moment. O Lord, do remember each one, then we plead, and, oh, enable them to cast those cares upon thee. To roll that burden upon thee even now, to lay it at thy feet. And, O Lord, but oh, what is the biggest burden? With this burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. O Lord, then remember each one as they ventured in. And, O Lord, those that truly wait at thy gates, at the post of thy doors, Lord, we often feel it upon our spirit concerning such. Oh, they feel like that one at Bethesda's pool. He was there 38 years and, oh, saw others step down before him, no man to put him in. But, oh, that time appointed came when thou didst draw near. Thou didst grant him that perfect healing. Went on his way rejoicing. Oh, may it please thee then this day, here or elsewhere in Zion, that as, oh, thou one that has waited daily at thy gates, at the post thy doors, might be that time of blessing and favour, that time appointed, that time appointed when thou wilt put the new song in their mouth. Lord, cannot some of us testify to that time, oh, there was that waiting. There was that waiting. Oftentimes the adversary at our right hand to resist, to say he'd call no more upon thy name. But oh, that living faith. And if that living faith would ever hold, oh, hold on to thee. It cries out for the living God. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Oh, is there one then even this day? Such is that burden they feel within. As entered into thy court, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Oh, favour such a one this day with thy blessing. Truly these things are real concerns, real burdens. We believe they are of the Spirit. Oh, as those lines come to mind again, Spirit of Truth, come down. Reveal to us the things of God, make to us salvation known, and witness with the blood. Oh, it's the Spirit of Truth. Oh, the Spirit, the blessed Spirit, to take those things of God and reveal them unto poor sinners, to reveal a precious Christ in all his fullness, in all his beauty, in all his sufficiency. Lord, remember each one then such that feel that is in their heart. Lord, favour them, we plead, here or elsewhere in Zion. But Lord, remember then each one here through the various ages. Lord, there are those with their peculiar cases. There are those, O Lord, with great burdens that rest upon them concerning their families and their little ones. One little one. Lord, remember that little one where they are this day. Remember the parents also. Oh Lord, remember them, we plead, and comfort them and uphold them. Lord, remember those then with the young ones as we see the young arising race here before us. Lord, we live in dark and evil days. Evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. Oh, Lord, do hedge them about. Oh, hedge them about. Oh, may it please it, whilst young in years, thou wilt put thy tender fear in their hearts. But oh, preserve and keep them. Keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. Lord, do grant them those helps as they go up and go on into life. Lord, there are those that are going on into life, and oh, what temptations are there. Oh, may it please thee, thou hast hedged them about. May thy unseen hand be upon them for good, and cannot some of us look back, and we rejoice over that unseen hand. That which prevented, we may have kicked against it, and oh, and it did not, as it were, please our natural heart and mind. But there was that which prevented. And oh, may it please us, oh, hedge them about. And may they be able to look back, oh, if it could please in years to come. They can look back and say, kept by the power of God. Lord, remember those are the parents of the families here. Grant them all needed help. Grant that those helps in the way, Lord, we live in difficult days. Nationally and all throughout the nations of the earth, but all in our nation, we live in dark and difficult days. But all thy word declares that gold and silver are thine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. Oh Lord, grant them those helps and those things in providence. Lord, we can look back and see all the way we trust have been able to, all the way which thou hast led us and provided for us thus far. No doubt there are those here also. Lord, may the young ones and those with their families see thy good hand going before them in the way, providing for them, making a way where at times there seems to be no way. Lord, remember those in the even time of life. But we would not forget those with all the burdens of all the trials of the past days, perhaps in the labouring for the meat which perisheth. Oh, we would thank thee for those mercies and those favours, but those carking cares of all perhaps business life and the workplace, those things of the home. And Lord, are we not often like Martha? We're careful and troubled about many things. But may we be found like Mary was that day, sitting at thy feet and hearing thy word. Lord, remember those in the even time of life. Those that feel at times a mud-walled cottage shake. There are those who are in the homes or detained in their own homes. There are those, O Lord, brought down to the latter days of their life and on beds of affliction. Lord, who draw near unto them, we plead, and make their bed for them. Grant them those tokens of thy special care, of thy love. They may feel that thou art those everlasting arms underneath them. But Lord, we would remember each in affliction, from the very young, right through the ages, to those in the even time of life, at all in affliction's path. Oh, sanctify it to them, Lord, we plead. May it prove to be that in time that which the flesh may dislike, but faith approves it well. Oneself we felt it was so in a time of affliction. As good I was afflicted, before I was afflicted I went astray. But that affliction, was a time of blessing. Lord, do them make their time of affliction a time of blessing, a time of favour. Lord, any that are in a bed, in a hospital even now. Lord, we know one of thy aged servants, in a deep affliction. Lord, remember him, we plead. Comfort his heart and all. Make that bed for him if it could please thee this day. We know not whether he's still in hospital or otherwise, but Lord, we will bear him before thee. There are those young, there are those in the midst of life. Lord, there are one another we know personally, and we will bear them before thee. And art thou not the great physician? And perhaps there are those things which may, as it were, baffle man and the very best of doctors. But thou art that great physician. And truly is it not so, according to thy word, that thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever? And if it is thy will, if it is thy will, thou art able to raise one or another up again. Lord, we would plead them for them and lay them before thee. And, O Lord, remember us as a land and nation. Lord, there are those things which, we believe in the coming days that our government, what solemn things. We're not quite sure how far it has gone, but, Lord, even concerning marriage, that sacred and solemn institution of marriage, man would seek to alter it, seeking to add sin to sin. What abominations are wrought in the land already, O Lord. Frustrate their evil designs. Bring them to naught. Overturn if it could please thee. Lord, their hard hearts, they seem to set their face like a flint against thee. Even their hard hearts are not too hard for thee to break. Put forth thine almighty hand and touch their hearts if it could please thee. Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon this land and nation, we plead. Are we amongst that, that remnant that sigh and cry unto thee for the abominations done in the land? May we cry more earnestly. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. May there be then that effectual fervent prayer, Lord, we plead. Lord, we have to come down to our very own hearts. We may be concerned about the sins of the nation. Truly, we must be so, and we would pray for our nation, but we have to come down to our very self. Search me, this poor one standing before the people, but there might be that in each one's heart. Search me and try me and see if there be any wicked way in my heart. Enable us to confess it. Give us strength to forsake it. How solemn if we're rolling as it were a sin as a sweet morsel under our tongue. Thou seest, man may not see, but thou seest our inward frame, and thou knowest all our very thoughts we think. They're all known to thee. May we be able to confess our sin. May we be brought before thee in this day with broken hearts and contrite spirits, which thou wilt not despise. Lord, remember also the Queen and the royal family. May there be yet that wrought in their hearts which is more than notion. And thank thee for sparing the Queen upon the throne those many years now. Brought a great age. Lord, may it please her, work in her heart and those of her family. Truly is it not so with each one of us, but something must be known and felt, that which is more than notion. Lord, we're gathered together here in thy name. And, Lord, may it please thee then, that thou hast made one in our midst. We worship thee in vain if it is otherwise. May they lose sight of this poor man. Is it upon the heart of each one, Lord, may it please, it might be so. So we would see Jesus. To see none other save Jesus only. Lord, do then grant then that help unto this poor one. May we be in the Spirit on this, the Lord's day, one to speak and each to hear. And, O Lord, as the one that has come in like Ruth into the field of their heavenly Boaz, seeking that crumb of comfort, crumb of mercy, here or elsewhere in Zion, Lord, thou knowest often our plea. Lord, is our plea again even now, oh, didst not Boaz instruct the reapers to let fall those handsful of purpose? May it please thee then this day here or elsewhere in Zion, that thou wouldst give that instruction to let fall those handsful of purpose, that poor trembling Ruth may gather up and take home and beat out. O Lord, we plead, send none empty away. Oh, as crumb, a sip from the well of salvation. O Lord, only thou canst do us any good. We would then plead for the pardon of every sin and all we've asked amiss. Oh, we have no other plea but thy name. That name is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 45. How can ye hope, deluded souls, to see what none e'er saw, salvation by the works obtained of Sinai's fiery law? Hymn 45.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, the verse which trust is of the Lord been upon my mind since Wednesday evening will be found in the 138th Psalm. The 138th Psalm, the last verse, verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Psalm 138 and the 8th verse. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. This word, I believe the Lord brought me to on the Wednesday evening. But also it's a word unto this poor trembling sinner. It's been that word, I believe the first word the Lord ever spoke, I trust, into my soul. As we go forth to stand up in the Lord's name, I believe we should be able to speak a little of what the Lord has done for our own souls. I believe, as I say, this word. Back, I believe it was in my late teens, burdened, brought a concern in my path, although at the time it was in a providential way. But I believe the Lord has shown me that this word also, as the years have gone on, not just providence, but it is in grace. Not just for time, but for eternity. I cannot remember anything of the sermon that was preached, but this word remained. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. And I trust, I prove that the Lord has not forsaken that work. It was the work of the Lord. It was not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. And so that perfect work will be not of the flesh, not of the flesh. If it was of the flesh, if we could work everything out and do that in the power of our own, in our own might and our own strength and our own wisdom, pride and self will, as it were, become greater. That one, and I believe it was this poor one, brought to that place of nothingness and no help in self or any creature strength, brought to that place, it was a work of the Lord by the Blessed Spirit. I said in the first place, those years ago back in my teens, late teens, mid to late teens, concerned about that of my path, Well, I'll say, I know it, we should say, if we enable to, but always concerning a partner in life. I believe the Lord gave me this word, enabled me to venture in such a way, in that path. There was that concern over that future path, that there was that crying unto the Lord. There, as this word was by the Spirit brought, oh, and sealed upon my heart then, I felt to enable to venture forth, and so we have, dear one, oneself thus far. But oh, as the years have gone, there has been that, oh, often think upon it, those intervening years between that day and that day when the Lord deepened that work. Many years, it seemed, I went on. Still that of self working in my heart, and like the hymn as we've had it. Striving, oh, striving to satisfy the law in strength of our own. And so there was those intervening years as those years went on, and the Lord was pleased to work that, begin to deepen that work in my soul. Brought to that place where, oh, I've been resting on much of self. Resting upon my upbringing. Resting upon my chapel going. Resting upon an outward form. But these things, there's nothing saving in that in of themselves. What a mercy it is we've been kept to the house of God. What a mercy it is if we've been, oh, I believe that fear of the Lord in our hearts. As we said in prayer and concerning the young, as we see the young here. Oh, that might be that fear of the Lord in their hearts. That fear of the Lord, but all it might be yet that tender fear of the Lord. But all that fear of the Lord. And so there was that fear of the Lord in measure, but all also much of self. Speaking personally, there was much of self. Until brought to sea, or brought down under the fiery law, under Sinai's fiery law. As I said, that work was deepened. I trust there was a little all through my life up to that time, a little here and a little there, a little line upon line and precept upon precept. But oh, there had to be that stripping of that bit of self that remained. With this poor one, it was under the hand of affliction. That path of affliction. The word, I believe, was brought back to my mind, oh, there were many years at times past when the word was, as it were, forgotten. Naturally forgotten. From time to time, the Lord brought that word back.
Then when the Lord deepened that work, there it was brought back with more power. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. How can ye hope, the hymn says, as we've just sung it, how can ye hope, deluded souls, to see what none e'er saw, salvation by the works obtained, or Sinai's fiery law? There ye may toil and weep and fast and vex your heart with pain. And when you've ended, find at last that all your toil was vain. I believe I was brought to see it. Tremble under the mighty hand of God, brought to tremble at his word. And this word remained. So say I was under a hand of affliction, the path of affliction. I believe I was brought to cry as I had to work with the Lord, deepen that work in my soul. Brought to see that there was no, or feel that there was no comfort under the law, or striving under the law. The more I sinned against sin's power, I sinned and stumbled, but the more. That living faith, oh, what a mercy it is, that work of his own hands, through that mercy of the Lord which endureth forever, which is from all eternity to all eternity. Blessed be his holy name. And he will perfect that work. He will bring that one low at his feet, with nothing in their hands to bring, but simply to his cross to cling. They will come there naked in all their sins and all their imperfections. Stripped of that robe of their self-righteousness and pride. Oh, I believe us, stripped of that robe of self-righteousness and pride. This word was the word that my soul hoped upon. Oh, when the Lord so began to deepen that work and there was that crying for mercy. Times feeling that I cried and shouted, but he shut it out my voice. Oh, that living faith, always a wonder even this day. You'll find the adversary at your right hand to resist you and say no more, call upon his name. Their living faith cries out for the living God. Living faith cries out for the living God. Is it not because that one is love from all eternity? That love, oh, if we are found amongst that number that no man can number, there will be that time appointed that rolls on apace, not to propose but call by grace. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. That psalm also, in the day when I cry, thou answerest me, but all, maybe that waiting for that answer. So I spoke in prayer, and it is often upon my spirit, for I felt the same, like that one at Bethesda's pool, when that work was deepened, when that work was deepened. felt like that one at Bethesda's pool 38 years. Saw others step down before us, as it were. Hath the Lord forgotten to be gracious? We felt all. I said that all many years went past from when the Lord first put that word in my heart, until that word was deepened. Many years of lukewarmness, even coldness and backsliding of heart and mind. Preserved and kept, or even then. And so it will be with a child of God, like the hymn writer put it, preserved and kept in Jesus when my feet made haste to hell. Truly is it not, when we look back by the Spirit, we're brought to look back and see those things perhaps of our youth and young manhood and through those years. Hell would have been our portion. Hell would have been our portion. Through sovereign grace, His mercy, His love, that time appointed will come. That time appointed rolls on apace, not to propose but call by grace. But oh, there'll be that. Under the thunderings of the law, you'll feel it. Schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. The law but makes your guilt abound. Sad help, what is worse? And what is worse? All souls that are found by God Himself are cursed. This curse pertains to those who break one precept there so small. And where's the man in thought or deed that has not broken all? You'll be brought to that place where all, one sin, we're guilty of the whole of the law. Guilty of the whole of the law. I said in my own path, and we trust we speak of these things, we not to our own honour and glory, but to give His name the praise. And so it should be, if we stand up in the Lord's name, we should be able to give a little account of what the Lord has done for our souls, my soul. And so when the Lord deepened that work, it was in the path of affliction. Much dross to be burnt up, the furnace of affliction. These things to the flesh, I can say for myself, the flesh hated it. The flesh would not have chosen it. My flesh tried to prevent it. My flesh tried to bring things in a way which I thought were best for myself, but the Lord overruled those things. Blessed be His holy name. And it was my soul's good. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Oh, what a mercy it is. For our thoughts are not His thoughts, neither our ways His ways. In that frustrating of our ways at times, the Lord, it's the Lord's way, and He will perfect. And myself, I felt it was so. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And oh, as that day approached, my never dying soul became more and more of a burden to me. I was due to go into hospital for an operation which I trembled at. But this was all. I felt I'd never had any other word from the Lord but this word, and my all. We read in Psalm 119. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Oh, has it been then that quickening word that, you may have lost sight of, but in affliction it's been brought back to your mind. In affliction or in a troubled path, a tribulation in the way. Psalmist, that Psalm 119. Some wonderful language there, but at times we feel we cannot come into it. We feel, truly it is a language of a quickened soul. Is it truly the language of one wrought upon by the Spirit? Not one dead and unconcerned, but is a language of a child of God wrought upon. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Has it been then that quickening word that you've trembled at it? Or a quickening word that the word you, in a present path, you've been brought to look back? It's been brought to mind again. There's a longing for, a fulfillment of those things. As I say oneself, there was that brought into that path of affliction. Longing to know my Jesus crucified, that it was for me. Oh, those lines, my God, my Father, blissful name, may I call thee mine. May I with sweet assurance claim a portion so divine. Felt I couldn't lay claim to anything, but my sins testified against me. My sins testified against me, but that word of his grace, that quickening word. The fiery law, thunderings of Mount Sinai. Soul that sinneth, it shall die. Truly feeling. I felt in my own soul then that, if I was not brought through, hell was definitely my portion. Many sins testified against me. Having kept outwardly, many of us may have been kept outwardly. But when the Spirit shines into your heart and mine, what a gross catalogue we see there. What evils we see there. Even brought to see that these things may shock some, but it is of the, I believe, as the word and the Lord worked in my heart. But I even saw there were murders in my heart. Brought to see that when one with whom I had to deal. He slew a man in anger. Slew a man in anger. There go I, but for the grace of God I was brought to see it. There go I, but for the grace of God, there was anger in my heart one time toward another. Oh, when the Spirit shines into your heart and mine, you'll be surprised at what you see. You'll tremble at what you see there. There go I, but for the grace of God. But there it is in the thought. There's a fine line between all that thought in the heart and a moment putting that into action, but all that unseen hand upon us for good. What a mercy. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. As he said, from all eternity, that all-seeing eye, that far-reaching arm is ever upon us, and that eye is upon us, and that arm is all we trust, that preserving hand upon us. That time when we're all then brought. And with each one it's different, but as we try to speak and this word was brought to our mind, we're unable to speak now. We would speak as if we trust we've handled and tasted and felt of the word of life in our own path. Oh, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That eternal death. Give me Christ, or else I die. That hymn ends with every verse ends with that on the last line. Give me Christ, or else I die. There's an order coming up to the house of God with a changed heart. When the Lord breaks your heart and takes that heart of stone and gives you a heart of flesh, you'll be coming up to the house of God. Sir, we would see Jesus. Oh, not looking to a man, and perhaps in that way, and some of it, oneself being guilty of it. Perhaps looking to a man. Sir, we would see Jesus. Nothing else will do but a precious Christ revealed. A precious Christ be revealed. So the Lord brought me, in affliction's path to that time. As I said, the flesh will dislike it. Now my flesh disliked it, but faith will approve it well. Blessed be his holy name. And then, I trust, could say I could kiss the rod. Psalm 119 also. I felt I had to, as it were, not read too far, but all. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But all that time in the hospital bed, and I was recalling as we... And is it not a speaking often one to another when the Lord has so wrought in our hearts at that good thing? There's a recounting of these things, and it was brought to my mind fresh a few days ago. There, that time appointed, The hymn also goes on, fly then, awaken sinner, sinners fly. Your case admits no stay. The fountain's open now for sin. Come, wash your guilt away. See how from Jesus' wounded side the water flows and blood. If you but touch that purple tide, then you have peace with God. I believe all day or so before that operation was to take place, those words, and I may have quoted them last time, was here. We have to speak as we've been led and handled and tasted of the word of life. I think it was 3 days before I was due to go in, these words of the Lord, all by the Spirit. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The word of the Lord. Word of comfort. As the Lord was pleased to then take me down that day with that word upon my heart, resting there. And when brought through, there I trust I was rejoicing, but the word was brought back to mind. That one we just quoted, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. But all there was the Lord was beginning to perfect that work which concerneth me. So many days I was supposed to be out of the hospital, it was not so. I said, it was bigger than what, a larger operation than what we expected, and therefore you've got to remain. But on that night following, when I should have been out there, the Lord blessed and favoured. By faith, only by faith in Jesus' wounds, the sinner finds release. No other sacrifice for sin will God accept but this. That night, We speak it to his honour and glory. We speak it that his name should have all the praise. That the Lord will perfect that which concerneth the Lord's people, his people, those poor, afflicted, trembling worms of the earth. That one that perhaps fills themselves with the foulest sinner out of hell. Do we not have it in the hymn, the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. That verse 6, see how from Jesus' wounded side the water flows and blood. I believe I was brought to see that night all that he had done. Perfect sacrifice in the sinner's room, place, and stead. I believe I was now brought to it was for me, unless awfully deceived at all. I know the adversary tried me afterwards. But that night, a time of blessing, a time of favour, brought to see what it cost the Lord of life and glory. To save me from the wrath to come. And his that view by faith then of a precious Christ will do the poor sinner. If you poor sinner have been brought to feel your need, nothing short of a precious Christ revealed will do you any good. Blessed be his holy name, the Lord will perfect that. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me, or you. And our mercy is this, that his mercy, thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Nothing can frustrate it or bring it to naught. Neither your old nature, the old man of sin, or the devil himself can bring it to naught. I will work, and who shall let it? That work, that mercy, through that mercy that endureth forever. And he will not forsake the works of his own hands. Or if he's begun that good work in you or me, there will be a performance, or if it's been a promise, there will be a performance of those things. So I said that work all that night was tried, as I, not so long afterwards, there that night was tried, that work was tried. The devil will try to overthrow it, and the old man within will try to undermine it also. They'll work in league together. That, like a storm against a wall, it will be. But thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Nothing will bring it or bring it to an end. There will be a performance of those things, and it will be to all eternity. Not so, a little while afterwards that was tried, so tried. One night the adversary seemed such a powerful foe, stirred up much which was in, and then turned the accuser. And he will turn the accuser of the brethren. There will be that company. What shall we see in the Shulamite but that company of two armies? There will be that warfare which you never felt before. I never felt it before. That warfare. But thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever, and he will perfect it. He will not forsake it. So that night, one particular night, the adversary turned the accuser. I got up and I trembled so that I felt nothing. I felt the reality of it all had gone. But the line of that hymn come to mind. Blessed be his holy name, the Spirit. Maybe by the line of a hymn, that word of, it may be in that word of comfort, our hymns, what language, experimental language you have in them. That, this poor trembling one that morning. Once in him forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. Once in him forever, or the time has gone, thus the eternal covenant stands. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £785, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Burgess will address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Adrian Pickett. Mr. Chapman is expected to preach on Friday evening, and Mr. Raymond Woodhams next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 145. Christ exalted is our song. him by all the blood-bought throng. To his throne our shout shall rise, God with us by sacred ties. Hymn 145.
Thank you.
Oh, dear Lord, do be pleased to bless that which is truly of thee this morning. And oh, cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all that thou hast seen or heard amiss. No, Lord, if it could please thee, come up with us again at the evening hour. Grant that help also with the young this afternoon. But oh, make one with us then, we plead all this day. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each. Amen.